Carrie and Tommy have all the laughs in this podcast sorted, and Liquorland has your summer cocktail sorted. With over 80 spirits in their range, you can craft your own.
Welcome back to it for 2021, guys. How are we?
Well, I'm a bit confused because I assume, judging by Bickers, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's lovely to see you.
Yeah.
But I'm a bit confused because I assume, judging by the setup, that we're not actually live on air and we're not coming back till next week.
Why is that?
Because we walked in here and there's still like just
poles
where there should
the
be banners with our names on them and stuff.
Yeah, internet's not working. The screen's down.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a cashmere sweater in the middle of summer.
Yes.
It's all going wrong.
Yes, I don't know if that last one is the producer's fault, to be honest.
Someone
did
text me the temp for the day.
Sonder.
You know, that's your thing. First thing in the morning, text Carrie what it's going to be today.
Tell her the weather. Not in degrees, just in items of clothing. Did you know
that
we were coming back on air?
That would be a much more helpful thing.
Oh, what to wear?
Yes.
Yeah, so instead of they saying 20 degrees.
What does 19 degrees mean?
Yes.
If you said a T-shirt with a denim jacket, just in case, I know exactly what degrees that is.
Yeah, and you could say things like jeans, a T-shirt and thongs, which means it's not going to be too hot, but it will be dry.
Yeah, and it might get cooler at night, so you'd be happy with a pair of long pants.
That's good.
I'll add it to the list.
Sonder is adding it to the list. Is the first thing on that list, get the show ready to go to air for 2021.
No, we're ready. We're ready. We're
Mate,
bigger, we're longer.
We're sitting in scaffolding.
It's okay.
The sign behind Jesse says the wrong time of our show on
it. That's okay.
Because this year, in case you've just discovered, as Sonder just has, our show goes from 3 till 6.
Yeah, and I said that to Sonder today and she said, does it?
Hey, but guys, it's a new year. It's a new me.
Yes.
I've made a resolution. I'm going to tell you all about it next.
Jumpers only.
Cashmere only. Cashmere Carrie.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Monday arvo. And if you're just joining us, a bit of fashion chat, guys. We're still on the sweater gear? Cashmere?
Yes. I was just trying to remember. It wasn't cashmere that's my favourite.
Carrie's wearing
kind
cashmere.
Of wool knit jumper. Yes. It's something starting with a J, but I can't remember.
Yes. And do you want to take phones on what am I woolly thinking about? 13 10 60.
It's not 10, mohair or merino. There's another wool that's really soft.
Is it Brian?
What's Brian?
Brian's the artist we looked up who makes clothes out of pubic hair, Carrie. And simply goes by the one name, Brian. Oh, what's that? You're surprised that it's a man that did that?
But
no, I'm not.
It's just weird because my dad's called Brian and my grandpa
is
was
it the
Brian
same
and
Brian?
My stepdad was Brian. So the idea that they're together collectively making pubic hair jumpers
wasn't just going to be one person's pubes, mate. That jumper would take forever to make. It's a collective Brian jacket. Is anyone called on 131060 for the new segment, What Am I Woolly Thinking About? Jesse?
No.
Callers?
No, nothing.
No. It'll come to me though anyway.
Okay.
And I will let you all know when it does.
Hey,
new year, new me. Okay. Every time it's a new year. People come up with New Year's resolutions. Mm. And I'm not normally one for New Year's resolutions. It's like, you know, I'm going to get fit. Or
yes.
I'm already fit, so I don't need that resolution.
So
no, you know, big stuff. Like I'm going to work less or I'm going to travel more.
Yes.
Can't do that.
I had big
2021
big dreams this year. I was like, I'm going to really focus on work more and be more diligent, get rid of some
more.
Bad habits.
You work a lot.
Yeah, but like ask me, did I have any drinks yesterday?
Did you have any drinks yesterday?
Yeah, I did. I planned not to, but the sun was out and it's a Sunday. And so I thought, you know, I'll have a few. But that was my plan.
Yeah, but big aspirations.
Yes.
And I think sometimes if you set the bar too high, it's unachievable, right? And then by the end of January, all of your resolutions are in the ditch.
Yeah.
And there you are.
There you are.
In the ditch.
With a jumper made by Brian.
After a few drinks.
And you're still wondering, what's that wool? What am I woolly thinking about?
You've lost your mind. Are you still drinking now?
I have, mate. This is all your content.
Anyway, I've decided
to
keep my resolution smaller. Yeah, well, I've been sitting on the news resolution chat since Jan 1. It's Jan 18. I need to get it.
We should have done some practice shows. I knew that. Sonder would have known.
I think Jared knows what you're really thinking about.
Oh, yeah. G'day, Jared.
G'day, guys. How you going? Welcome back.
Mate, welcome back to you too. Thank you for being our first caller and hopefully the best part of the show so far.
I've had a couple of drinks, so who knows?
Good man. Have you got an answer for the brand new segment, What Am I Woolly Thinking About?
Kerry, is Wooly thinking about Angora?
No, I'm not. Sorry, yeah, Angora is soft, but it's not the one I'm thinking.
Thank you for getting involved,
Jersey,
Jared. I appreciate
maybe.
That.
No, but love your work,
okay,
Jared.
Okay, so what's your New Year's?
So you know how at the start of every show at 3 o'clock, one of the guys, Brad, gorgeous guy Brad at the project, brings me a smoothie.
Yes.
It's one of my favourite parts of the day is my 3 p.m. green smoothie.
Yes.
What then happens for the next hour?
You need to pee about 14 times.
Okay, because it goes right through me. I drink it very quickly because it's so delicious. And then I spend, just to welcome you all into the show and a bit of background knowledge about me, for the last, I reckon, 3 years, I've spent the best part of our show busting to go to the toilet.
Yes, or in the toilet. There's often been times we come back on air and you're not here.
And I find it's distracting for me, particularly trying to do the show with a full bladder.
Yes.
So my new thing is I'm going to have my 3 p.m. smoothie earlier in the day. And instead during our show...
Jesse, hang on. Just wait for it. Just wait. Jesse, can you just get us some big sound effects there and just get them ready? And because can you just say one more time, what is your new year, new you, huge change to your life?
In 2021, I am going to have my green smoothie earlier in the day.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
at 3 p.m., I'm going to sip on a coffee.
Jesse, that was when you meant to put the big sound effects in, mate. Oh, just a ding.
No, mate.
Yeah.
New year, new me. I will not spend this show busting to go to the toilet.
I love it. Great stuff, Biggers. Yep. Really good.
Yep.
Now, would you like to take calls on other people's huge New Year's resolutions?
Huge New Year's resolution.
I'll give you an option. Hear me out. Do you want more calls on what am I wooly thinking?
If you can think of the wool that starts with a J that I'm thinking, please call. But I do want to hear people's huge 2021 resolutions like mine. I'm going to have my green smoothie earlier in the day.
Yes, and you're going to have a coffee.
Just sip on it during
the show.
You're
going to sip on it. I mean, I don't know.
Revolutionary.
The adjustment's going to be wild, but good luck.
131060, we'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little this afternoon on 131060. We want to know what was your big New Year's shake-up, and if you know as well, what's Carrie Wooly thinking?
Yes, because... I'm wearing a cashmere sweater, but there's another type of wool that I really...
Cashmere or cashmere?
Either or. There's a wool starting with J that I can't think that I really like. It's quite soft.
I think Vanessa knows what it is. Should we quickly grab Vanessa there? Vanessa, the wool starting with... No?
Jessie? No. Debbie?
Okay.
Does Debbie know? No.
Yeah, we got Vanessa.
Oh, g'day, Vanessa.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we're great, thank you. What is the wool starting with J that Carrie is thinking about?
The wool jersey. You have left the school zone.
Oh, jersey. You've left the school zone. That's great, Vanessa. Jersey. Is it jersey?
You don't know. This is such a hard game to play when you don't know.
Anyway, thank you, Vanessa. But what
you know
I really want to talk
of this
about
is if I said I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10, and you said
7,
and I say I don't know. I don't know. What
I didn't suggest we take calls on this.
That's true. Actually,
I also just wish I wasn't wearing a jacket, a cashmere sweater, because I'm really hot. And normally at this time I would have a green smoothie to cool me down. But my New Year's resolution is that I'm no longer going to drink my big green smoothie at 3 o'clock, because for the last 3 years I've spent most of this show busting to go to the toilet. And so I've decided that's not a good feeling to have a full bladder.
Yeah.
So this year, guys, I'm going to have my smoothie earlier in the day. Mm-hmm. And during the show I'm just going to sip on a bit of coffee.
It's really a whole new person.
It is, yeah.
Like I'm sitting here and I'm looking across at this person and I'm like, do I even know the person in a woolly jumper sitting there on a summer's day sipping a hot coffee?
What kind of wool, though?
What wool is she thinking about?
Who should we take calls on?
I reckon we should take Kathy.
G'day,
Kathy.
Do you think anyone's noticed that
Hello.
Our phone system isn't working either today? The show's broken on day one.
How are you, Kathy?
Good. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're great. Thank you. Welcome to the show. What is your, like Bickers, your massive New Year's resolution?
Well, last year I had 3. It was to get knocked up, get the new job and get the new house.
Great.
And I thought that was big. And now that I've got the new baby, this year's resolution is to survive.
Okay, good. I mean,
that's a big, that is literally a very big resolution. I feel like it's not in the same world as drinking my smoothie earlier in the day, Kathy. I mean,
just what surviving?
Got, yes, is a lot. That's huge. Kathy needs all the support she
Mate,
can get.
Mate, that's even less
that.
Than, you've got
no,
to go out and do something.
She's got a new baby. Surviving with a new baby takes, like, that's multiple smoothies a day to get through that and multiple cups of coffee.
Kathy, can I ask, when you had your resolutions and one of them was to get knocked up, did you have a partner at the time?
I did, yeah.
Okay, okay, good. Good. I thought either way, I thought it was
Well, Kathy's great at achieving her resolutions. Yes. Good on you, Kathy.
Yep.
I will look to you for inspiration throughout the year when I'm wavering at 2:55 thinking, oh, I really want that smoothie.
No, mate, because you'll have had it in the day. G'day, Shelley.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. What is your massive New Year's resolution?
Well, mine is quite massive, and I've never been able to achieve it before.
Okay.
But this year, I want to fold all of my washing as soon as it comes out of the dryer.
Whoa. And
you're my hero if you can achieve that, Shelley.
On top of that, Shelley, do you happen to know what wool Carrie is thinking about?
Well, I have no idea.
I've just realised how old our show sounds on 13:10:60 What's a New Year's resolution?
Mate, that's better than what are you wooly thinking about?
I promise the show will get better from here today.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For the first Monday back in 2021, it is Carrie and Tommy.
Bickers, how are you feeling
in
over there?
In an ironic turn of events, I really need to go to the toilet.
Yes, because you said to us just earlier in what you described as subpar radio at the time that your New Year's resolution was to drink less and have a coffee instead at the start of the show.
Instead of having a big smoothie at 3 o'clock, I wouldn't spend the show busting. I'd just have a sip of my coffee. But I'm still busting. Maybe my body is on some clock thing where 3 p.m. is pee time.
Can you hold it for another 2.5 hours?
It's a lot.
Okay.
It's a lot. We'll see how we go. Yeah.
Hey, what does this name mean to you when I say it? Evgeny Donsky.
Russian?
What about this one? Fasundo Bagnus.
Mm.
What about this one? Lorenzo Musetti.
Player?
What does that make
Tennis
you think?
Player.
There we go.
Yes,
Australian Open. All types of strife because there are players stuck
what
in
a
hotel
balls up.
Quarantine.
Very, see what I did there?
Very good.
Yeah. I don't know whose fault it is.
I've got to Yep. Any more?
Yeah. Lots of backhanders.
Yeah?
Yeah. Andrew's backhanded to the players today.
Any more?
They return serve, though.
Okay, good. Hear more of this next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Who do you reckon could hold their bladder for longer, me or you?
Definitely you.
Do you think?
100%.
Would you?
After having kids, it's a no-brainer.
Oh, okay.
What?
Sure. Well, yeah, I just...
Well,
just
you go have the 3 kids, then we'll at least start at an even keel, and then we'll try and see who can hold it longer.
Jeez, you've really filled my week up, haven't you? So we're going to start back
I'm
nice and easy.
I'm committing to the show long term.
Yeah,
yep.
good. Because Aussie Open,
yeah.
Geez, it's causing a fuss at the moment. Because some
what a furor.
Yes, because some players are stuck in a hotel quarantine.
Isn't it?
That's exactly right. And as you mentioned earlier when we were discussing it, seeing the players in their rooms trying to get some practice in and hitting balls against the wall of their hotel.
No, against mattresses. They're putting mattresses up against the wall and then smashing it into these mattresses. Imagine being in one of the other rooms. So there'd just be other tennis players, I guess. Just they'd be able to return serve to each other via the wall.
Oh, waiting till the noise and then you hit it back. That'd be so annoying. Just, Yevgeny, shut up, mate. It's 2 a.m.
And the dunk.
They're complaining about the food as well because they're like, you know, they've obviously got whole teams of people looking up their diet.
There's the major issue with the whole thing was that the ones that were stuck on planes that had COVID cases on it have now been told instead of your 5 hours a day training during your 14-day quarantine that they've been guaranteed, you're not going to get that. You can't leave your room. And they're saying, we didn't know that. And Tennis Australia and the government's going, well, we told you that if there was a case on a plane, this would happen. And so that's what's happened. They've had their 5 hours of training removed from their quarantine schedule.
So I love the Australian Open. It's a fantastic event. But I reckon this could have all been avoided because I don't think for this year to make it special, I don't reckon we needed to bring overseas players in. I reckon there's a different approach because firstly, would you go for finding people around Australia who had parents from all around the world. We're a beautiful multicultural melting pot here. Mm-hmm. And so would you go for finding someone next generation French? So we still had a feel of an international tournament, but they were just from different countries.
Are we talking just then without any of the players? Because some of the players are still ripe to go. Like Djokovic, he got here before all of this. So he's going to be good to go.
No, I'm saying no internationals.
Okay.
No.
So just you're the son or daughter of
my dad's
international
Italian.
Parents that yes. play tennis, or they're just Italian?
No, you want them to be able to play tennis, yeah, I reckon.
The parents did or the players did? I'm so confused.
Okay, scrap that idea. I've got a better one
okay,
for you.
Okay, good.
What about this? What about this? We find the best tennis player in Australia through a knockout tournament. So the pros are allowed to enter, but also if you're amateur all around the country, you're allowed to enter.
Because there'd be a whole lot of stars that just wouldn't have realised their potential yet.
And it's called the best of the best versus the best of the rest. And so you might get to see a match where it's like Nick Kyrgios versus Gavin from Parramatta. What do you think?
I like it.
Do you?
Is that the Australian Open, though, because that's televised all over the world. Is that the sort of viewing that people want to see on the other side of the world?
I would rather watch the best of the best versus the best of the rest.
Yes. Okay.
13-10-60.
Yeah.
Would you rather, and if you've got any ways to make my idea even better, before we, of course, move it on and sell it for big, big dollars, give us a call 13-10-60.
I think they've got sponsorship sorted for the Oz Open, though.
We're going to be competing with them.
Yeah.
With the best of the best versus the best of the rest. Give us a call 13-10-60. Gary and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Monday afternoon on 13-10-60. We're taking ideas to improve the Australian Open, the problems that they're having at the moment.
No, just to make it easier this year and celebrate something that is going to hopefully not happen in the future.
Yeah.
Because some of the players are stuck in hotel quarantine. They're cracking the absolute...
Do you know what makes me laugh so much? So Novak Djokovic, is fighting on behalf of all these players and he's come up with a list of ideas of how they can get through it. Like move the players into beautiful houses with private houses with tennis courts. Yes. They can do it there. But do you remember this guy had the COVID party?
Yes.
Remember he had that tennis party?
Yes.
And then he got COVID?
Yes.
It's like if you're going to send your best man in to fight to say that we can do this, COVID safe, don't send
the COVID
man
guy
in.
The guy that was pictured shirtless dancing, playing a let's spit on each other game.
Anyway, so as a result, it's a balls up, Oz Open.
Up. That's right, Bickers.
So you're creating the new Oz Open.
I just thought for this year we could do...
It's opportunity.
Yes, we could find the best tennis player in Australia. So all these guys, Dennis Kudla, Taro Daniel, Thiago Seaboth Wild.
Did
what
you
a
see
name.
The guy? Did you see the guy? I think he's Australian with the best name I've ever seen. His
Not
last
Thanasi
name.
Kokonakis.
No, is Tristan Schoolkate.
Oh. Is he Aussie?
I think so,
Oh, so there you go. He's
Tristan Schoolkate.
So we find the best tennis player in Australia in a tournament, a knockout tournament that anyone can enter, and it's called the best of the best versus the best of the rest. Louise, what do you think of that?
I think it's a good idea.
Great.
I think that you should have like the handicap option that, you know, when you used to play your older siblings at home.
Yes.
So, you know, like swap gear. So that, you know, Gavin from Parramatta gets the, you know, the fabulous rackets. And then Djokovic has the crappy old Yonex racket that got handed down three times from older siblings.
And the grip's starting to wear away, if there is a grip at all.
The strings are stuffed.
Like
yeah,
an old wooden one.
Those ones.
The wooden one with the tiny heads.
Louise, that sounded very specific. Did you get that Yonex racket?
I might have had three older brothers. I might have, yeah.
Are you any good on a court, Louise? Should you partake in our comp?
No, because I always had crappy gear.
So that's right. That's all. That's what it was.
Yeah, but then if you're no good, think of how the amazing gear that you'll get to play with. If they're like, to make Louise good, we've got to give it a racket that hits the ball for itself. Jesse, you had an addition.
Yeah, I'm thinking like they do with the stall gift, give them a bit of ground, a little bit of a handicap, so you make the other side smaller for you to defend, right?
That's good.
Oh,
yeah.
You've got to make a lot of courts.
Yes.
So who gets the smaller end? The person that's better or worse?
Worse.
So you don't have so much area to cover.
Yeah.
And then if the other person keeps hitting it out, they're going to lose.
But then if you're a really small, if you're also timid, they'll be hitting it at you all the time. So
it's
you'll be stuck on
your.
Are we going to need ball people for this? Because this is my chance.
You've got to give up on that dream, mate.
No, but this could be the only way. Do you think there's a chance that all the ball people are also stuck in quarantine and they may need additional people myself?
Sandy, do you reckon there's a chance that Bickers is going to get a call up to the Australian Open?
Oh, I think so. Yes, yes. They need you, Carrie. They need you.
I know, Sandy.
Did you see, Sandy, what
Djokovic
happened?
Did you see
what happened last time Carrie tried to catch a tennis ball?
Yes.
At Ash Barty, when you nearly dislocated your finger.
That's right.
Oh, God!
Yeah. No. And I saw Carrie fall off her shoes that day.
Okay, Sandy. God, you were a friend of mine.
Great, so now we're going to have to put her on skates and give her catching mitts. Fantastic.
Should we go to Tom?
Yeah, great.
Tom, what do you think about our new game? What's the game called?
Best of the best versus best of the rest.
Yeah, look, I reckon, in all honesty, I'm a celebrity, let me serve first.
That's great.
Oh, like, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
See, actually, I was just picturing an I'm a Celebrity challenge.
Get me on
where they go into the jungle and just hit tennis balls at celebrities. And I'd be up for watching that too.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Right around the country for you Monday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I was a bit late there. I was just hanging out by the coffee machine. I'm so sorry.
Summer. Christmas. I feel like it's the time of year where you're stuck in conversations you don't want to have.
Oh, yes.
With siblings, that was too quick to go to the siblings. With relatives that you otherwise wouldn't see throughout the year, or friends or family, and then for some reason you all get thrown in the same place for usually longer than you need to be there as well, and you get stuck at a Christmas table next to Uncle Rog for a long time.
Yes, a lot of vague questions like, so how has your year been?
Yeah, great.
Corona's been tough.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of chats. But then usually what happens is people start drinking, they get deeper, people start ranting.
Yeah.
I was in a lot of COVID conspiracy chat. I was even in a moon landing chat. I'm like, are we still doing this? Even with COVID conspiracy now, surely that's trumped and bumped moon landing conspiracy. No, it hasn't.
No, good to see. Still relevant.
Now, I was responsible for landing my family in one of these.
I was going to say it's a moon landing. I did.
It's a lot you don't know about me.
You were responsible for landing your family in one of these chats.
So I was sitting around with my auntie and my mum and I, and Chris arrived with a beer in hand, sat down in, with hope and promise into the middle of this circle, thinking he was going to partake in some light banter.
Yes.
What he walked into the middle of was three women talking about relationships, which is never where you want to end up if you're the one guy.
Especially not when one of the relationships they're talking about is yours.
And we were talking about this self-help book that our whole family had read in the 90s called Love Languages.
Right? I know about this.
Do you? What do you know about it?
I know there are different ways to show appreciation.
Exactly. This is what we were discussing, right?
Yes. That it was I also know it's not fun Christmas chat.
No, it's not fun. But if more people read it, I think relationships would be better because the principles, it's really interesting. Right? There's five different ways that people express their love and five different ways that people like to receive love, right? So, for example, you might be... No, not like that.
Not those? Okay, sorry.
This is a deep relationship chat.
It was just a little mime, mate. Yeah, that's what I was. Yes.
There's more than five ways, okay?
Is there?
I'm just saying.
Toes? You sicko.
So, for example, you might be someone that really loves getting gifts, right? So when someone gives you a gift, right, you feel the love and you're like, oh, my God, babe, that's awesome. I can't believe you heard me say I love that record and you went out and bought it for me, right? Or you could be someone that really loves affection. So you could be a gift-giving person. Or you like affection. The way you show you love somebody, the way like to know that you're loved is by affection.
Yes.
There's other things like quality time. Quality time means a lot to you. So
Doesn't everybody like all of these things?
No. Some people, their main way they like to receive their love is quite specific. So, for example, your hubby might come home every day after work and bring you a gift. Right?
Yes.
And you're thinking all I'd like him to say was, thank you so much for everything you've done around the house today. I know I did nothing and I really, really appreciate it because your love language might be words of affirmation, Tommy.
Right.
But if your hubby's always bringing you a gift, then you're not meeting at the same place, which means you're feeling like that you're not getting that love from your hubby. He's thinking, I'm bloody showering her in gifts and she doesn't appreciate it. And then your relationships is up the shit.
The quality time one confuses me, because I played golf with your partner, Chris.
Yeah.
And he said...
Let's not make this personal.
Well, he said he loved doing that and he was having a great time. What if his quality time is...
He loved doing golf with you.
What if the quality time thing is not with the person there?
What is he saying he loves doing?
Playing golf.
With you?
Yeah.
What's that got to do with love languages in relationships?
So is the quality time have to be with your partner?
I don't think he wants to play golf with me.
No, I'm sure.
I think that could be part of our problem, you know? Okay. If he played less golf with
you're right.
And he had more quality time with me, perhaps he wouldn't be in this predicament.
Is this the fun chat he walked into at Christmas? So.
But it's fascinating. He thought the whole thing was an absolute load of rubbish.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is ridiculous. You can't boil relationships down to five different things. And I was like, it's not as simple as that. But I think once you have an open chat about what you need in a relationship from your partner and vice versa, then you can get on the same page.
So what do
and
you need?
And three women were going, yeah. And he wanted to exit the conversation.
Yes, probably when he rang me and asked me if I wanted to go play golf.
So I want to know on 13, 10, 60. Yeah. What's your love language, first of all? I want to know what conversation you wanted to exit over summer. When you were trapped in a conversation you did not want to be in.
Okay, great.
What was it about and how did you get out, if you did get out?
And are you going to tell us your love language?
I'll tell you next.
Okay.
13, 10, 60, give us a call. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Pretty apt from Anne Marie. That is 2002. It's Carrie and Tommy, and we're talking love languages on 13, 10, 60.
Funny that 2002 was about the time that my auntie, my mum, and I, and my sisters found this book called Love Languages. I think it might have been an Oprah or something. And we lived by this book for many years. And it's all about the five ways you communicate in a relationship. There's words of affirmation, physical touch, receiving gifts, quality time, and acts of service.
Yes.
The whole thing is like you might be someone that really, really values acts of service. So, you know, if your hubby doesn't do enough around the house, then you feel like he doesn't love you enough. But he might be like giving you cuddles all the time and you're like, less cuddles, mate, and more dishwasher unpacking, right?
Yes.
And you need to talk about what you need from each other.
Okay.
This is not specific about my relationship. This is just hypothetical.
You're getting very fired up for something anyway, that's apparently not personal. What's your act of
I don't know. I think mine might be physical touch.
Love language.
I think I like a snuggle. A love language.
Love language.
Yeah.
And then
I do like all of the other things as well. I don't mind a gift. I'm big on being told I've done a good job and I don't mind the dishwasher being done. So I'm all of the above.
Okay, that doesn't sound difficult at all.
But the point was my auntie, my mum and I were chatting about this at Christmas. Mm. Chris bowled up with his beer, sat down ready to have a lighthearted chat and he found himself in the middle of this hell.
And he wasn't touching you at the time.
That started a whole nother argument.
He didn't bring you a drink.
Yes.
Actually, you know, he thought it was a load of rubbish. But the next day was Christmas and I went all out, made a whole lot of food for Christmas stuff. Mm. And the whole day he said, babe, that was awesome. Thank you so much. That was such, you've gone to such a great effort.
And did you say, touch me? It's not my love language.
I felt
touch me.
Really valued. And I thought, isn't that interesting? You did take something out of that little chat that you thought was a load of rubbish.
Pointing at me so aggressively, mate. G'day, Jess.
Hi. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, mate. What's your love language? Is that what we're doing?
Well, we're doing what is your love language or what conversation did you have to exit over Christmas? Did you not want to be in? Jess.
Oh, no. Well, maybe he wanted to exit, not me.
Okay.
But it was the love language. It's so important, I reckon. I had the conversation. Mine is... physical touch and words of affirmation. So I would prefer that over any gift. He could go out and buy me a car and I wouldn't care as long as he told me that he loved me.
He's just got to touch you and tell you he loves you. And he doesn't have to buy you any presents. This relationship's awesome.
Yeah, that's what he thinks too now.
No, because that's harder than it is. Because if you're not someone that needs words of affirmation, you might forget to tell Jess how amazing she is all the time. Like, tell Jess now how good a caller she's been. She'd love to hear that.
I can't lie, mate.
And then hug her.
We're doing conversations we want to exit. I didn't have an example before.
Yes. Lisa.
No, Jess, you're fine. It just took a while to get there, but it was good.
Lisa, are That's you good. Calling up about love languages, or have you been in the middle of a conversation you just wanted to exit?
In the middle of a conversation, I definitely wanted to exit.
Who, okay, who was the conversation between?
Myself and my husband.
Mm-hmm.
We recently had one of our daughters move out, which is lovely. We have a spare room, and the discussion was about what we're going to do with this spare room.
Mm-hmm.
He's thinking gym. I'm thinking lovely spare room for me with a nice big bed, quiet time before sleep, and he just didn't want to hear about that.
Wow.
So am I guessing, Lisa, that your love language isn't quality time?
It is when he's not snoring. Let's put it that way.
Lisa, it sounds like you might have been together long enough that your physical touch has turned into an act of service.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little doing it all thanks to Liquorland. Liquorland has your summer sorted with over 80 spirits to craft into a cocktail, guys.
This summer for me has been about cocktails.
Yeah.
I've never been big on cocktails before. Now, it's my new thing, my whiskey sours.
Yes.
Grab them at all the ingredients you need from Liquorland.
Yep. Hey, yeah. Bickers, here's a little tip for you.
What?
If you haven't been able to have a holiday but you want to feel like you're on holidays, just make a pina colada at home.
Do you like pina coladas? Okay. It's one of my favourite songs.
And getting
I talked you through that whole song.
Yes, it's about infidelity.
It is.
Oh, so make a pina colada, then go cheat on your partner. How fantastic.
And get all of your ingredients from Liquorland. They do not endorse the infidelity.
I would like a bottle of vodka and some condoms, please.
Hey, coming up.
Stay back. We've lost the sponsor.
Later
oh, well.
In the show. yes, right? Yes. Mona Fomafest.
Stick around for that.
Has been forced to scrap its rooster parade after insurance issues. I will tell you all about that.
I can't wait.
What have we got next, though?
No, mate, we're
done. Same, but spoken. Oh, come on.
Can I just read out the list of things on the show? I thought after your comprehensive tease where you read something off the paper for the first time, went, Mona Foma chickens, okay. I thought people would be so glued to their dial that I didn't have to elaborate more. Stick
Don't
around.
Cheat on us and go to another station, okay? Good stuff still to come.
Wear condoms.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Hey, guys, coming up after 5 o'clock, guess what?
What?
More of us.
Oh,
how bloody good.
Hey, you know when things are back by popular demand?
Yeah.
What's the opposite to that?
Don't say that.
What? No, I didn't mean us after five. I meant this next segment.
Oh.
I'll put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. Same. What? Spoken. It's come on.
I have been pushing this segment uphill for about 8 months.
Most of your segments you push uphill, and despite fierce opposition, you seem to get it up every week.
No, there's not fierce opposition. There's just a... We need to talk about your sentence structure there. Despite fierce opposition,
the
you managed to get it up every week
as well.
It's usually hard to get up with fierce opposition, isn't it?
Some people thrive on it. Clearly, fierce opposition is my thing. Do you want to explain the rules, Jess?
Yeah, so I'm going to read out some lyrics from a song. You guys just need to buzz in with your names and give me the title and artist.
Sounds exciting. Let's play.
First song. Yeah, it's been a long night and the mirror's telling me to go home. But it's been a long time since I felt this good on my own. A lot of years went by with my hands tied up in your ropes forever and ever no more. The midnight sky is the road.
Is it A Midnight Sky by Miley Cyrus? Yes, been a long
night. I'm so glad you guessed because I was going to say The Weeknd.
Ah, no.
No. Alrighty, song number two. I see your shadow on the street now. I hear you push through the rusty gate.
Oh.
Click I really hope you're going to get more animated over the break, Jess. Somehow I think you've got more monotone.
But I think if you added animation,
yeah, if
it
I
would
give you anything, it'll give you the song. Oh,
no, I just meant in your general demeanour.
Oh, great. Okay. Waiting for a knock, coming way too late. It seems an age since I've seen you. Countdown as the weeks trickle into days.
Oh.
So you come in and put your bags down.
Okay,
I know there's something in the air. How can I do this to you right now?
It's hard when you're talking, Jesse.
All right.
Stop talking.
You right now. You're over there when I need you here. Is it Oasis? It's not, is it? No. What is it? What is it?
Okay, keep going, Jess.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know this group.
If it ever starts sinking in, it must be when you pack up and go. It seems an age.
Oh, I know, Tommy.
It's an age.
Tommy,
since
it's Powderfinger Passenger. Damn it.
Years to go. These days. Powderfinger.
My happiness.
My best friend, Bernard Fanning.
Yes. Yes.
How much did we catch up over summer?
How much did you catch up?
Not at all.
But how many times did you texting him ask me?
Quite a lot.
God, between you and Bernard Fanning and you and Guy Sebastian, you've got no friends in the music industry.
No, I decided over summer just to chill on the Guy stuff.
Is that because he still hasn't messaged you back?
No, even though getting a bit stalkerish. So now I'm doing the play it cool, treat him mean, keep him keen kind of thing.
Yeah.
Does he know you're treating him mean?
Don't think so. I bet you him and Bernard are texting each other, just going, are you getting the same messages from this despo?
Yeah, because he's despo. Okay. Am I on half a point then?
Sure. Thank you. Everybody look at me. Me. I walk in the door, you start screaming. Come on, everybody, what you here for? Move your body around like a nympho. Everybody, get your neck to crack around. All you crazy people, come on, jump around. I want to see you.
Everybody get your head to crack around. All the crazy people come and enjoy the sound. It's Tommy. It's Rihanna. Is that right? Damn it. Everybody get your I reckon it's oh sorry.
Anything?
Your neck to crack around.
No, I don't know.
Nelly Furtado, man eater. We've gone from one point.
Get your neck to turn
to
around
half a point
and crack.
I really like Nelly Furtado's new songs. Have you guys heard them?
I am like a bird.
No, a new stuff, mate.
When was that? That was late 90s, wasn't it?
I'm like a bird, I'm not sure.
No. Is that the end of the game or are we still going?
Yeah, Jesse never preps a fourth one.
Do you want one more?
Have you got
one
more?
No, I don't think we need to punish our one listener left at this point.
Great.
Let's just say Bickers wins and radio losers.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Why are you stroking your pussy?
I'm stroking a possum.
Oh, I thought you said that was a cat.
No, I'm pretending it's a cat. Okay. I just found it in our odd cupboard of random stuff because you're about to talk about cats, aren't you?
I am about to
talk about cats. I don't know what you're talking about, but I thought it would really set the mood if I just stroked my dead pussy. Oh,
jeez, it's back to life. Here we go. You just stroke some life back into that thing.
Oh, my fingers.
Okay. Jamie Lynn Spears, what do you know about it?
Britney Spears,
you've shocked yourself. Someone's been on holidays and forgotten that now they're broadcasting.
What do I know? Britney Spears' mum.
Britney Spears' sister.
Oh. Yeah. So I don't know a lot about it.
But that's
What's
fair because her name is Jamie Lynn, which is the only other Lynn I have in my life is my mum. It's a very it's an older lady.
She was
name.
The younger sister, was she?
29-year-old.
And what's the mum's name?
I don't know, mate. What are you...
Lynn.
Is it?
See? I told you.
It's Lynn. Okay. Well, this is Jamie Lynn. So if you got your mum, so you'd be Is Jenny your middle name?
So I'd be Carrie Jenny.
Yes. Is that your middle name?
No, I don't have one, remember.
Oh, that's right. Anyway, Jamie Lynn Spears, she came out on Instagram and she did this whole spiel. She said, I know there's bigger things to worry about in the world right now, but someone's got to let Elon Musk know that the Tesla is a secret cat killer. What? And it's a problem we've really got to fix. And then she went on and she said, Elon Musk, let's figure this out. I mean, you owe me a couple of cats.
What's going on?
Which I thought at the start meant she lost some cats, right?
Tesla's
hitting her cats. That's what I took
from
this.
Why Tesla's hitting? Oh, because they're so quiet. They're running over cats.
So she continues. We have now lost I don't even want to tell you how many cats.
How many cats have they got?
Because they don't hear the Tesla crank and unfortunate things happen. And it's devastating and tragic for everyone involved. So I was picturing all these random Teslas hitting her cats. And I thought,
isn't it just her Tesla hitting all of their cats?
So that's what then people started to criticize her for and say, basically, stop running over
your cat.
All of your cats.
And also, is it the cat's responsibility to listen out for the Tesla or the driver's responsibility to check that there isn't a cat in the background before you start reversing out of the driveway?
This is what she then came out and said. She deleted her video.
I've never been into cats, but stroking one is very therapeutic.
Really?
I'm feeling so relaxed.
Even
right
though
now.
We worked out that that's a possum.
It's just soft and cuddly, and I'm pretending it's a cat.
Do you need a therapy animal?
I think I do.
Okay.
Okay, so what do you want to know?
No, nothing. I mean, she came out and said, just to clarify, I did not run over any cats. Tesla is not to be blamed and was never intended to be. Just user error is admittedly involved. We always check for animals before moving a vehicle. I was only making a suggestion about something I think would be extremely helpful.
And Jesus, and cray cray is her sister.
Yeah, and then here's her final quote. She concluded, here's your quote, friggin' love my Tesla, Jamie Lynn Spears, which a lot of people have assumed is her mum.
Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Oh, no. She's ripped her pages
I
in
have.
Half.
That's going to be hard to do bits, isn't it? My paper's in bits.
Oh, no.
news from across the ditch, it might have to be. What do you want to know first about? Do you want to know about Margot Robbie's brother or Liam Neeson?
Liam Neeson, please.
Okay, Liam Neeson, action hero.
Yes, what's your favourite Liam Neeson movie?
Taken.
Yeah, I have not seen it.
I haven't.
What happens in Taken? What happens in Taken?
Just a lot of like, yuck.
I want a yak chuck.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Go on.
Is he a superhero? Is he a crime fighter? Is there drug lords?
He's a shoplifter.
A shoplifter? Mm. But there's a lot of action.
No, it's just him stealing stuff, taking stuff.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But isn't it an action film?
Yeah.
So what's the action in it?
It's him stealing stuff and then getting chased by security guards.
Oh, and that's where the action
yes.
comes in. Well, he's been doing all his stunts, own stunts, right? He's,
yeah.
But he's getting on. Do you know how old Liam
Neeson? I actually
didn't
know he did his own stunts.
Well, I don't know if stunts. I think he did.
I don't think he does, mate. He's talking about having a walk
No,
frame.
He does because he's been shooting a film in Australia. He's been out here doing a film. And he was shooting this fight scene with this 25-year-old. And do you know how old Liam Neeson is?
65 or something?
He's 68.
Yes.
And he said halfway through this fight scene.
He looks bad for 68.
He was breathless. Do you think?
Yeah.
Do you know what I remember him in?
What,
not a very fighting
rude,
movie. Love Actually. Wasn't he in that?
I've never seen
that. He's so lovely in that. And anyway, he looked up halfway through this fight scene. No. He was like, and he looked at the kid across from him who wasn't even breathless.
Yes.
And he was like, I think it might be time to hang up the gloves.
I just reckon he should fight people his own age. Just don't fight 25-year-olds.
He's decided that soon he's going to have a walking frame and it's not a good look and he's given up all the fight stuff.
Here's a little bit of information for you about said film that is getting made here.
Yes.
I was in Canberra doing some shows on the weekend. Almost every street is shut in Canberra, and I thought it was roadworks. No, it's because they're filming the Liam Neeson film there because the streets are the same width as Washington, D.C., and so they're shooting the street scenes there, and then they're going to CGI in the buildings to make it look like
that
Washington, D.C.
That is amazing. I reckon they're going to film heaps more stuff in Australia because of COVID.
Fingers
crossed. It's going to be the place to film.
Right.
When I was in Byron, they'd blocked roads up there because they were shooting something, and they were shooting Nicole Kidman's Nine Perfect Strangers, and they'd shut the roads there. Too.
Yes.
Locals weren't happy.
No.
Margot Robbie.
Is that you?
Speaking of.
Is that you weren't happy?
No, I don't take that robe. I take the back roads. Because I'm a local. Margot Robbie, speaking of filming in Australia, she is a Hollywood superstar now, our very own Margot Robbie, and her brother is following in her footsteps.
Really?
He's joined 10. It's a problem with bits, and I haven't read them before.
Ripped?
I thought in this 2021 I'd get better at doing my
That's
bits.
Fine. But
I'm
First
no
day,
better.
Mate.
10 years since Margot left Neighbours, her younger brother, Cameron, is about to star in Neighbours. He's going to play a wealthy lifeguard called Jesse.
Really?
Yeah, he takes a summer job at Lassiter's.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he said that his sister gave him the advice, you've got to work hard. Oh, I'm. Can we exit this?
I'll give you something. I'll give you something great.
I want out.
Because I'll give you something.
No, I don't want to keep doing it.
This is fun. It'll make you laugh, I promise.
No, what's fun?
I've got something for you.
But I hadn't even got to the best bit of my bits today.
Yeah, but the best bit of those isn't going to be
good. Can I just give you the best bit?
Sure.
Planned parade of roosters on horseback at the Mona Foma Festival in Tasmania has had to be scratched. They couldn't get insurance for the roosters.
Great.
Yeah. Why are they putting roosters on horseback? How does a rooster stay on horseback is the question I have.
It clears up the rumour about horses with big cocks.
Couldn't get insurance for it. What's your little tidbit?
So it was just a great bit of footage I saw today of an American college footballer.
Yeah.
He went in to get an operation on his leg, and when he came to, he was all groggy, and his arm was just under the blanket, but his family convinced him that he was missing his arm, and this is his audio of him.
This is horrible.
No, it's lovely. Look, it's funny. He hasn't lost
his arm.
Where is
it, Devin?
Where is it?
Where is your arm?
Who's the lady who took my arm?
She's the same lady that gave you a popsicle.
She took my arm.
Okay. Do you want me to get it back?
Yes.
Are you okay?
No.
Can you just that arm back?
Yes.
Okay.
He's got his arm back?
You'll never know.
I'll fill you in Bickmore's bits tomorrow if it ever returns.
Now that this Gary and Tommy podcast is over, there's over 80 other episodes you could listen to right now. Liquorland has your summer cocktail sorted.